This is the New Tech Talk podcast, the podcast of the New Technology magazine. Welcome here in Hungary. My speaker is Christiane Endrich.
Yes.
Dr. Christiane Endrich from Endrich GmbH. Welcome here. How do you like the conference?
Thank you very much. The location is also very nice. I've been here already 2 years ago when it was outside of Budapest. In this hotel where the football, the Hungarian football team is also having its training. But here it's really nice because it's close to the city.
How do you see what are the trends this year? I mean, for years we see the trends. We talk about Industry 4.0. You talked about, you had a presentation about Distribution 4.0. And of course, we can talk about AI solutions and all the other topics. What is in your mind about the trends today?
Well, I think it's really like this already very often used sentence, data is the new gold. So I think, yeah, getting data from sensors is really, yeah, the future. And AI is coming. I've been already to a few, let's say, congresses, and they say, but still for industry, it's a little difficult. A lot of people are interested and want to. They even have started pilot projects, but from the pilot really to the series and to the implementation in the normal life and normal production is quite difficult. So I think AI and data is the big trend, and it will not go away, and it is very important. But you also have to be with AI very careful because, yeah, that not, it's going alone, but you have to control it.
On the other hand, the data is the input to the AI training.
Absolutely.
So go back to the origins. You talk about data. What is the activity you can support the companies?
Okay. So Endrich is offering on the one hand side really the simple hardware, meaning the sensor components, the basis for companies who are producing a complete sensor. So we're just having the sensor elements in various kinds, temperature, pressure, humidity, what do you name, we have it. We can also put individual parts to these sensor elements, like a cable, like a connector, if this is necessary. And nowadays with our, let's say, third leg and the IoT solution, we are offering complete IoT modules where different sensors, always specific to the customer needs, are put on this PCB, and we can offer this to the customer. So we can offer the hardware plus the software. So really a complete solution, really depending on the customer. If it's a smaller customer who wants a complete solution, or bigger customers who have their own know-how, their own knowledge, their own manpower, only the sensor elements, really depending on the needs of the customer.
Okay, so the customization is one of the goals. Why can you be better than others? I mean sensors.
Sensors are really very interesting products because they are so specific, and our strategy was always being not a normal distributor, which is just buying and selling components, but really to make the customer, or to give the customer the right solution to make a design in. So our sales force has really a technical background. So if they go to the customer, they can help understand the application of the customer, understand maybe the needs and problem of the customer, and then find together with our product management in the headquarter in Hagold, the right product or maybe the right solution.
Can you give me an example or more examples? What kind of parameters are monitored, for example, by your sensor?
So we're having a project in the industrial refrigeration market. And there it's important not only to measure the place where it's situated, where you need the GPS, but they also want to know the temperature, which is quite normal. But they also want to know how often the door is open, because very often, not the products which should be in this refrigerator are in the refrigerator. So the customer wants to know if as many products are sold, it's the same or similar to the number of door openings, and this can be measured with our sensors.
I have some experiences from the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
So I got it because it's built into the basic requirements that we have to follow up if the door is open or not related to the medical product. What else? How do you feel that is it a safe space? I mean, a network of sensors where you can provide a safe data collection?
Yes.
How do you manage it?
Well, the collection itself is always safe because you have the sensor right close to the object or to the environment. So the data or the sensor the collection of the data directly at the sensor is safe. Otherwise, or if you just, if you want to fake it, you will always find a way. But the problem is normally the safety of the data itself, which is given to the cloud. So here you have to put a lot of work that the data is really only available for these persons or these companies which really need it and not to everybody. This is very technical and I'm afraid I'm not the right person to tell you detail, but we are well aware that the safety of the data is one important issue. And especially in Germany, I only know the German laws. This is very sensitive subject. And here you really have to provide security for the customer that his data are safe.
How do you solve the problem when you have, for example, not stable, but not constant, but mobile sensors?
This is no problem because we are working not with a Bluetooth or a with a GPS, but we work with NB-IoT. And if you have you can also send the data from everywhere, even if in enclosed spaces where you have thick walls. And to send the data then to the cloud, then you need a GPS connection. So yes, this is necessary, but even nowadays, it's not only available in houses or in companies, but also outside. So I think also mobile sensors or the collection of data of sensors which are on the way. For example, when you talk about pharmaceutical products, they have to have a controlled environment throughout from production until at the end in the pharmacy. So also in the trucks, you have to control the temperature, for example. And this, as the trucks are moving, you can also send data. And we are having also tests and making projects where we already are now having our data loggers in our cars and are traveling around. And the data are all going to the cloud and can be saved.
How do you use it, for example, for monitoring?
At the moment, it's just for a test phase to find out if our data loggers are working in different countries. So at the moment, we can give already the experience out that we have tested in 24 countries and our systems are working everywhere in these 24 countries. Yeah, because we're using a protocol which is not restricted to any borders and can be used everywhere.
It's a very fancy trend to talk about smart homes, smart places.
Yeah.
Basically, generally, the people think that when we talk about smart solutions, we talk about the usage of smart solutions at home, for example, that I can set up my refrigerator from my office space. When you talk about smart cities, for example, or smart social places, what do you mean?
For example, one thing is that you have this lighting on the streets and they say that the street lamps are connected and are only to save energy, are only lighted in these places where somebody is really walking at the moment. So the different street lamps have to be connected with each other and telling each other somebody is approaching, somebody is leaving, so the light is following you. This is only working with a network of the street lamps. So this is one example that also in a smart city, because IoT or smart only means connection. So you in a smart city, you connect either the appliances in one house all together with each other, or for an energy provider, it is very helpful if he has, for example, the information from different houses. Because one trend would be, as energy is getting more and more expensive, that you can use your car at home not only to put energy in the battery, but the other way around, that you use the car as an energy giver in the times where energy is needed. If you have high peaks of energy consumption, this is a plan here in China. It's already existing that the battery is giving the energy to the house or to the system. So this is where you need a net, and this is, let's say, smart city, where you have connected houses and you know, okay, Mrs. X is at home, her car is just loading and she has enough energy and she give it in the net. So this is an example for smart city.
Okay, you have mentioned the pilot countries, you have mentioned the market access to different countries. What about with the mindset of the market actors? Are they open for this new kind of solutions?
Yes, I think it's has various reasons why they are open. For a lot of customers, it's a marketing thing because they want to sell their products and they want to have an advantage versus competition. But also, like my beginning, data is the new gold. So they, beside the hardware the companies are selling, they think that the data are offering them new products, like solutions, like services, which they can sell. And the margin for these services are much better for the hardware because you just have to collect the data. But this is a possibility also for our customers for new opportunities to offer also services to their customers. Because you all, and additionally, for example, you can offer predictive maintenance. So you also save costs, in meaning that you don't have to send out own service persons to companies or to where their products are installed to find out it needs it now or in 2 weeks. No, if you get the data, you just send them out when it's needed. So for the customers, it has a lot of advantages. They save a lot of money, and I think they are open.
It can increase the lifetime of the elements.
This is not for sure, but you can make the maintenance in time. And this may help to prolong the life cycle of the product, but it's not a guarantee.
Okay, how do you see what are the trends for this year, also the next year, in the industry related to the IoT solutions and developments, R&D?
Good question.
Yeah.
But are there any special trends to the IoT? No, I just see that every customer we have is really trying to make their product smart because they also want to interact with other products, which is helping them cooperating maybe with bigger companies and to help them sell their own products. Because nowadays everything or a lot of people can use their products with the help of apps. So this is a chance to work with apps and to start working also their products with the apps. So I think this is kind of trend, but a special trend, I don't know if there are. Yeah. In the IoT,
fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
What are your strategies for the R&D?
We are going to have a company here in Hungary only dedicated to the R&D, where Mr. Kish will be the head of R&D. Because we see that this is the future, that we also have to do more in this direction. And we think here, as we have already people doing this, we're going to enlarge this and make a new company here for this.
Amazing. We are happy with it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.